All right, everybody. I'm here doing my December ramble, cause it's December already, and I can't believe it. This year just kind of flew by. The first quarter was a little bit rocky for me, but in Q2 I joined GWA. So in June, in June is when I joined, and so I've been around for about 8 months now, and there's so much has happened. So I'm here. I've got iced coffee with me, even though it's December, and I don't know what I'm drinking iced coffee for. But anyway, this is a live ramble. I've actually got I've got one very special patron listening to me right now. Thank you. Hey, what's going on? Okay, so I've got my YouTube up, I've got my Patreon up, I've got my Reddit up. So let's recap, okay? Let's see what's going on. I've got a lot of 99% on my videos on YouTube. I think that's good. I'm 99% sure that 99% is a pretty good rating. That's like 4 people downvoted out of like 300 or something like that. I'm okay with that. I can live with that. So let's see what we posted. In November, we posted, and this is a little bit of cheating, but in the beginning of November, The One and the Lonely, or The One and Lonely, was put up on YouTube, which was my vampire roleplay. Technically, that was on Halloween. That was a Halloween audio. So technically, that's not November. That's technically the end of October. But I'm gonna count it as December, because I wanna plug it again, because I love it so much. And then I've got, so Don't You People Knock is part of Strings, and it's an audio. It's the audio where they kick ass pantsless, basically. That's the one that is. So that went up on YouTube. I have a very, I have like this like weird method of scrubbing for YouTube, where I basically just strip all of the wet sounds, and then I look for, like, anytime I say something suspect, like cock, or like I want to fuck you, or like come here, like ride me, stuff like that, like that kind of language, that gets taken out. Like, so I chop that out. And sometimes this works, okay? Sometimes I replace, like, wet sounds with, like, cloth rubbing against cloth, and then it turns into humping. A lot of times, that is dirtier. That sounds dirtier than just, like, having people fuck. There's something about, like, the over-the-clothes hump action that just makes it kind of scandalous. I don't know. Anyway, so obviously they don't kick ass without their pants on, because they never take their pants off. But that's on YouTube now. So is It's Awful Lonely on the Prairie, which is one of the first like M for M's that I ever did. That's on YouTube now. That's completely uncut. That is completely uncut. There was no way that I could like clean that up and make it so that it made any sense, because the sex, which was incredibly short and pretty vanilla, it was just like mutual hand jobs, but like that was really important to those characters, and I feel like if I took that away, it would be taking away the point of the story, and it's such a good story. It's so good. You can go check that out on YouTube. Tom in the Rain is a series on YouTube that you can only find on YouTube. Well, you used to be able to only find it on YouTube. You can find it on Pillow Talk now too. But I did Pieces of Us. Pieces of Us is a monologue about what happens when you love somebody. The pieces of you that you give to them, the pieces of them that they give to you. What happens when you break up? After you go through that healing process, the pieces that you have of them and the pieces that they have of you, when you both just kind of let go and scatter the pieces of both of you to the wind, that's kind of how I see moving on when we split up from each other. So that's what Pieces of Us is about. Noisy Neighbor is on YouTube. So a lot of the jokes during the sex are gone. So there's no more dogs barking every time. There's no Mariah Carey joke. It's a little sad, but it still works. So if you want to go listen to NSFW, but not explicit Noisy Neighbor, it's up there. A lot of the original jokes in the beginning, those are still there. All of the cat jokes and stuff. I've got someone in the chat who says that it was still highly amusing. So, well, I mean, I did keep some of the original jokes, so I'm glad about that. A movie soon? Some people want a movie. In my head, it's like Bradley Cooper and like Zooey Deschanel. Like that's who I've got cast in my head for She's One Noisy Neighbor. So maybe, I don't know. Maybe Bradley's a little too like beefy now. Maybe somebody younger. There was a second Tom in the Rain. It was To Walk Alone, and it's about feeling betrayed. It's about feeling like you're by yourself, and it's about ultimately deciding what to do with those feelings and recognizing that maybe you're not the only one, maybe you're not so alone, and that we don't reach out to each other enough, and maybe we should. Maybe we should reach out to people. Holding You to Sleep is a sleep ASMR. It's on YouTube, and I wake up in the middle of the night, and I've been woken up by the rain, and then you wake up. And then I fuck you. That's the Patreon version on YouTube. It's just a lot of love. So if you're looking for a sleep audio, that was the first one that I ever did. I'm not sure how well I did, but that's up there. I've got Momentum up on YouTube. Momentum is also on Reddit. The clean version's on YouTube. So you can find Momentum. It was recently reposted. I had to repost it because of a tagging incident that I had to clear up, but you can still find Momentum on GWA. That is the latest installment of Strings. It's a very important episode. So if you're a Strings fan, you should go listen to that. I would say that if you like the plot to Strings, I think you can listen. I think you can listen on YouTube and kind of skip some of the sets. I think I'm gonna write a guide. Like there's a few episodes where the intimacy is part of the plot. It's like integral to the plot. Momentum is one of those episodes. They have to do it because it's part of what happened. It's part of what happened between them that solidified them. Yes, today is a streaming day. Today's a movie day for us. So I'm streaming Birds of Prey. And that's in like 10 minutes, isn't it? So I need to like get through this. And then we've got grocery list. Somebody on YouTube was like, I would literally
listen to Tom and like read the grocery list.
So I was like, you know what? All right, let's fucking do it. So I like pulled everybody in my workshop, in Discord, and I'm like, come on, hit me with your groceries. And they did. They gave me their grocery lists. And so I just kind of put them all together and did the whole, hey babe, hey baby, like, hey, did you have a good nap? Hey, yeah, I was just doing the grocery list. Yeah, you know, silly grocery list. I love you, baby. And fucking for real, like 16 minutes of me just like reading groceries. That's on YouTube. It's also on Pillow Talk. You can find that on Pillow Talk. Pillow Talk Audio. For that one. Let's see what's been going on Patreon. A lot of new people on Discord. Which means there's a lot of new people on Patreon. What is what he wants? Is this the... Apparently I made an audio for Patreon so I don't remember making. Which one is this? What he wants? Coming home from work, making him strip first. Tired man rub his neck. I remember this. Okay. All right. Yeah, I remember this. This is going to get retired soon because it's a month old. So this is one that we will, you know, bless the public with, because we've kept it from them for so long. So yeah, that was a really fun audio to do. The novelty store is open. So if you go to tombanter.com and go to the novelty audio store, you can order... they're $20 and you can order custom loops of me telling you you're special, saying good morning, telling you good night. Or if you're really nasty, like some of my listeners, like filled in with really dirty phrases. So yeah, some the boys did, basically. Yeah, the boys did. So the boys are like, you know, cum dumps and like My Little Sluts and, you know, shit like that. the girls are good. And this is like flopped, okay? This is like completely backwards. Cause usually it is the girls that are out of control, but like in this case, the boys were like, please tell me I'm a cum dump. Like, I'm like, all right, baby, like that's fine, let's do it. $20, tombanter.com, go to the novelty audio store. If you want something nasty, I'll do it. But I pretty much stick to the script, so I'm not gonna like deviate from the script too much. If you want that, then you can message me and we might be able to work out a commission. Okay. I post a lot of videos of my dog. I have a very, very, very crazy audio called An Understanding that will end up, on Reddit, which will have certain tags, by the way. Thank you. Because I know that this one needs them, most definitely. So, it is a fun one. I got to scream a lot. I love screaming. So, you know, loud bangs, wall punching, foot stomping, you're a brat. You keep bothering him against the wall. I'm frustrated, panting, and I'm moaning, and I'm growling. I'm teasing. You're teasing me, you're saying make me, I'm choking you, I'm yelling, I've had enough, I'm telling you to stop crying, fuck you against the wall, I spit in your mouth, you know, all sorts of, like, fun stuff, you know? Just casual sex. Just casual, non-con, dub-con, CNC, R-tag type stuff. Standard stuff. So yeah, that's a really harsh one. And I will freely admit that that is harsh. And I will have like every single tag I can think of on it to make sure that people do not mistake it for anything else. You Still Let Me was released in November. You Still Let Me. That is part 5 of Because You Let Me. That is the soft finale for Because You Let Me. People are very polarized about this. Okay. a lot of people, love it. They're like Tom needs to run away with him. Like, just run away with him. And just like be happy. And then there's other people who are like, you're cheating. And like, why are you doing this to Tom? And like, I hate myself. Like, I hate myself as the listener. And I'm like, okay, geez, like, I don't hate you. Like, I think this is the point of Because You Let Me was to explore themes like, it's kind of like a if a tree falls kind of thing. It's like, well, the cousin obviously doesn't know. Is she still being hurt if you're going to stop it and like nothing ever happens again? Some people would say yes. Some people would say no. It's, you know, is it wrong to want to explore something independent of any other attachments that you might have? It's happened to me a lot. It's happened to me before where it's like I get, you know, I've had moments where I'm like getting feelings for more than one person at the same time. Is it wrong for me to want to explore both? What happens when you explore both? What happens when one person is attached to somebody, but they're also committed to this other person secretly? Who's allowed to be jealous in this situation? There's all of these questions that you can ask from a simple scenario like this, and I think it's really important to ask questions like that. I think the important thing you should know is that episode 6 is also episode 1 for a very different series, and if you listen to episode 5 and you know Strings, you realize that Because You Let Me is part of Strings, and there is a very important reveal. And in episode 6, there's going to be an even bigger reveal. And I just can't fucking wait. I can't wait. It's so much fun. I started Curious Cat on Twitter, and then I closed my Curious Cat on Twitter, and then I reopened my Curious Cat on Twitter. So, I had to close it because I was allowing anonymous people to ask me questions, and they were asking me some stupid shit, and I'm nice, okay? I'm a pure boy, but when you ask me something like a dumb bitch question, you get a dumb bitch response, all right? And I tweet it. I tweet it out loud, okay? Because I'm pure. And that's what pure boys do. We don't hide anything. I expose you. You're naughty. Even though you're anonymous and no one even fucking knows like who the hell you are. So I closed it down for a little bit. It was making some of my patrons uncomfortable. They were like, this is like really weird, Tom. I don't like it. So I closed it down for a bit. I reopened it. You have to be registered. And there are no anonymous questions. So if you ask me something, I will copy and paste your name into my answer. So have fun with that. Like, ask me. It's like a soft AMA. Yeah. I've been doing game streams. So if you haven't caught any of my streams yet, I am on Twitch. My username is Tom Banter. I am streaming with the Huntsman 1880. That is my brother. I love him to death. We've been playing Remnant from the Ashes every Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern. This week we're playing Sea of Thieves. So yeah, catch us every Sunday. We're on Twitch. It's a lot of fun. And yeah. just want to make sure. Caught in the Cabin. That was I released a lot this month on Patreon. Caught in the Cabin was released on Patreon. It was a primal kind of like log cabin couple. the tags are MDOM WAA for wet ass audio on hard, which is an inside joke you don't understand. Cabin couple, domestic, rough, labial teasing, cock pressing, against the wall, other shit. All right, so there's a lot of other crap on there. I see Feed You My Cream Pie is on there. Suck My Fingers. And then Meta Sydney. These are the weirdest tags. yeah, so this will be released at some point, and I'm pretty sure you'll like it. Authenticity was released. That's a Strings Audio. Probably the least amount of dialogue I've ever had in any audio. So, but it was a lot of fun to make. You should listen to it because it is canon. So if you're a Strings fan, you should listen to that. And then, of course, the dirty version of Restless Nights. Also, I've been reading live no sleep stories. I've been getting permission from authors. I've been reading those on Discord. You should join Patreon. It's $5 to join. $11 if you want to hear like live rambles and stuff. If you can swing it, that's cool. If not, I'm still on Reddit. I'm still on YouTube, and I still love you guys. But I am doing fun stuff like reading no sleep stories to everybody, and I am reading some this Friday. So this Friday I am reading. What am I reading? What am I reading, guys? I thought I made a post here. Where is it? Okay, there it is. So I'm reading She Sold Happiness in Jars. I'm reading Just Another Night, and I'm reading The Black Square. Right? The Black Square. So fun stuff. Anything that I had posted on YouTube or here, I think I posted onto Reddit. I do want to mention that I am planning on filling the Demon Part 2. I am planning on filling Zorro Part 3. These are things that I want to get to. I just haven't been able to. Look for those really soon. I've got some milestones here. So 21, I told myself I would never read this again, but there's 21,000 of you following me on Reddit. 21.3k. that's so many. That is so many. I've got 1,700 following me on Twitter now. We've got about 430 Patreons, which is a lot. That is a lot compared to like where I started off. And then on YouTube, we've got 11.3k subscribers, and I am now fully monetized. It's insane. It's insane. Every single person props me up. Every single person. Not just the people who are, you know, pledging to me every month on Patreon, but like everybody who listens to me, comments to me on YouTube, on Reddit, I'll use, you're the best. Like you're the reason why I can continue to do this, because I would be doing this anyway. I just wouldn't be getting, like, I wouldn't be eating, but now I am eating. and it's all good. So it was, I think, you know, I was really kind of depressed coming into this ramble, because I felt like, oh man, I didn't really do anything in November. But, you know, looking at the month in review, I did a lot. There was a lot. A lot happened in November. I'm proud of November. How many months is it now? So, August, September, October, November. I guess seven months. Wait, yeah. Six months. June until now. I don't know. Whatever the math is on that. That's where we are. And that's where we're going to keep going. We're going to keep going from, right? Half a year. We're at the half a year mark. So, I don't know. Let's keep doing cool shit. Because you let me. Ugh. Oh my god, kill me. Okay, so it is actually we've got a movie to play. We're watching Birds of Prey today, and I'm actually over time now because I'm running 4 minutes late. You guys probably hear this way too much from me. I don't deserve you. I love you so much. Everybody out there, thank you for all of your comments, all of your support. It means so much to me. Everything that you do affects what I do. We're in this together. I love you. And I will see you when I see you. Okay? Namaste.